Keep an open mind.
Sorry, Dad, what was that?
Keep an open mind, he says.
Jonah is already at school, and we sit in the kitchen drinking coffee. My mind is completely open.
Empty, for sure.
No, actually, I am completely open to the idea that it's going to be shit.
Emma couldn't come?
We've decided it's for the best that I handle things at the moment. She trusts my judgment.
She's brave.
I ignore the sarcasm and drain my coffee. Come on, let's go. Dad follows me down the hall, where the front door has opened and Morris waits patiently on the step. Morris is short and rotund, Toad of Toad Hall in a shiny charcoal suit. The rank entrails of old cigar are clinging to my nose. Is he coming along?
He likes a day out.
What's wrong with Cliftonville? They do coach trips from Golders Green bus station. My whole life has been film noir, shot through the fog of Morris's cigars, but their odour has become strangely comforting. He is always here in good mood and bad.
I'm not deaf, Morris croaks.
Yeah, but you could just act it for the next couple of hours.
Such a charmer, your son. Even after all these years in England, he still promises S as sh.
Morris will just keep quiet and look inquisitive, won't you?
Not a dicky bird, God forbid.
In 400 yards, you will have reached your destination.
It's a sat map,
Dad says over his left shoulder.
I know what it is. You think I'm a fool? Think I don't know technology? Look!
An iPhone is waving back and forth between us.
Look, apps, the whole majilla.